Number 19.
Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Skeptic Overview.
The one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, control-free discussion board, and great big bad hammer. The hero, the legend.
The Skeptic Overlord.
Yeah, hello, it's Monday, January 23rd. Welcome to Skeptic Overview number 19 on a rare Monday Skeptic Overview. Going to cover all of the normal items tonight. Have a look at a really gigantic pod thread that has grown in epic proportions, it would seem, and cover a few things in board business, and the same old for the Skeptic Overview. So sit back. Number 19 is on the way. Well, first I want to, I guess I got what you could call either hate mail or confusion mail, I suppose. If you're listening to this Skeptic Overview, this is not in any way connected with Skepticality, which is a rather excellent podcast. I do listen to myself. I'm the Skeptic Overlord, as I mentioned, and that name is the one I've picked, and I'm one of the caretakers, if you will, of the loony bin that's at AboveTopSecret.com. And this podcast is the, as I've said, the Skeptic Overview. It's my overview of what's happening on the discussion board AboveTopSecret.com, which happens to be the largest and most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. So that's the name of the show. So if you've stumbled in from iTunes, as many people have, thinking this is going to be similar to Skepticality, it's not. So with that being said,
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
So Relentless started a podcast not that long ago. Where's iTunes? Here it is. It's a pod thread now with 32 replies. My rights versus your rights. Originally posted, excuse me, as a podcast back on the 15th of January, and now has, as of today, 32 replies. My rights versus your rights, and there's now several hours for your listening pleasure. But essentially, a really compelling series of podcasts in the conspiracy feed. And what I'll do is just give you a tasty tidbit of some of what's being discussed in this very interesting pod thread that should not be missed.
Hello from Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com.
Hello.
Coming to you with a few thoughts, prompted actually by a thread regarding an airline banning Bibles and other religious articles on flights with destinations to Muslim countries. Mm-hmm.
So I've got all kind of choices about this, but once I make the choice to take that job, and once I make the choice to fly to that country, and once I make the choice to get off that airplane and be in their country, I believe I have an obligation to respect their laws.
Yeah. But, you know, this whole business of frivolous lawsuits and everything like that, yeah, it's a problem. But you know what? In my opinion, you know, people talk about lawyers and everything. Here's something that people that know me usually find rather surprising. I don't think there are enough lawyers in the United States.
Tolerance, the right-wing radicals that are trying to take over the government in the name of religion, you know, they're not really talking about tolerance. They're more interested in power.
Some responsibility, and most of those cases are just a waste of taxpayers' money. Americans don't take responsibility for their own actions anymore. They even sue for mental anguish and false depression cases. Oh my God, you've offended me. I'm not going to go to work anymore and sit at home and be emo and get therapy over it. And
what you can and cannot express because of being politically incorrect and, quote, the possibility that you may offend someone by...
If there is any example of political correctness gone awry. It is Kwanzaa now. Kwanzaa was started around a Pan-African movement. These Pan-Africaners, even Muslims today, worship, well, I wouldn't say worship, they celebrate Kwanzaa.
And the traveling community is basically, how would you describe them? They're like gypsies. They live in caravans, and they travel, don't have a permanent address, they travel from site to site, and they have halting sites, which basically they decide themselves, and if you don't like it, tough. Even though we're the majority in the country, we don't get a say in these things for fear of offending the poor little people.
In response to someone being offended by racists that hate people because of their skin, again, take responsibility for you being offended. Open your mind and think about other things than what is offending you. Some people might actually have a justifiable reason for doing the things that offend you.
And as I mentioned, that's just a tasty tidbit. Maybe maybe not even 1% of all the conversations going on in that pod thread. Just an excellent, excellent listen. If you have time, just load it up on your MP3 player, sit back, and a great discussion. A really great discussion going on there. That's maybe 1%, if that, of the content in that pod thread now at 32 replies, almost 3 hours. So just load it up on your MP3 player and have a listen. Now, there's one other podcast I want to feature today. I don't want to take up too much time, but one that is near and dear to the Overlord's heart, and that's Imperium Americana. Doing a podcast on number stations. And the reason it's near and dear is some members, longer standing members that remember the crap that I actually spew, will recall that I've mentioned I was a ham radio operator, and shortwave number stations were indeed a topic that I looked into a little bit, and Imperium Americana updates us a bit on this topic.
Returns that came back. Apparently, number stations is a well-known issue amongst radio buffs, and a lot of research has been done on the subject. Within about 10 minutes of research, I knew this would be a perfect podcast subject. So, to start with, I'm going to give a little bit of historical background. Number stations are shortwave radio stations. Their identity and their purpose and their intent are completely unknown. Or at least for most of them, some of them have been cracked a little bit. Throughout the Cold War, shortwave radio enthusiasts were privy to listen to some very mysterious encrypted transmissions. This yep. piqued an interest in probably a naturally quite curious of a group of people.
Lots of good
and
stuff.
And many kept logs and recordings of these transmissions.
That was me!
You are quite able to go to numerous websites and access saved data files on there. And first one I want to play for you tonight is known as the Lincolnshire Poacher. Apparently this is a nursery rhyme or something. I believe it might be more familiar to our friends in the UK and such.
So he actually gets into playing a few of the number stations. Very interesting. If you've never heard of this topic, that podcast is a great way to be introduced.
The Fantasy Times podcast is a new podcast, bringing you a review of various fantasy author websites from around the net. You'll hear the latest news, contests, convention updates, and author events brought to you in a simple and straightforward podcast. If you like fantasy, subscribe today. feeds.feedburner.com/the Fantasy Times podcast. See you there.
Please hang up and try again.
The Overlords Top Threads. Well, today I don't have too many top threads, but I do want to have a quick look at a couple things that have been rather amusing this week on ATS. And in one case, it's a thread that just popped up today in the complaints forum. And many of you, most of you, as a matter of fact, a vast majority of you will never see this thread. So through the wonders of podcasting, I'm giving you a little look. Now, this complaint that came in today is certainly going to make the Complaint Hall of Fame. I'm not going to mention who the member is, but many of you may be able to pose a very educated guess. He begins by complaining of a few other members derailing his thread, and he feels that he's receiving excessive abuse. And after he begins to relate that, he then goes on to say the following. Ignore only allows you not to see their responses, but other readers can still see their slanderous comments. I believe members should have the ability to ban unwanted posters from their threads. Allowing them to post where they are not wanted only leads to confrontations and warnings. Allowing members to ban unwanted posters would bring an end to the many confrontations found across the board. Posters of threads should not have to subject themselves to the abuses of unwanted posters. It is a policy that should be instituted by ATS immediately. We'll get right on that one. Can you imagine? Oh, I only want people that agree with me to post in my threads. Wouldn't that be great? Another thread that is at least interesting to observe is one that began last week by Merc the Perp. And it's titled 9/11 Pentagon, The Mystery of the Moved Taxi. And it begins with, I suppose, a post that it was born in the original thread, the Pentagon, the 757 hit the Pentagon thread. And we took it out because it at least had some interesting ideas and deserved an opportunity to grow on its own. And grow it has with 14 pages. And if anything, The back and forth in this thread is an incredible fine focus of a different type in the 9/11 conspiracy theory discussion. Have a look, and you can see in one very distinct topic pulled out from the 9/11 morass, if you will, the frustrations on different sides of this debate, and in this case, we have one side who still is firmly saying there are other conspiracies, but is convinced a 757 hit the Pentagon, and on the other side is convinced that something else hit the Pentagon, and somehow this taxi being moved is evidence of that. But regardless of that point, do me a favor and look at the thread and notice something else that's going on that is very interesting and important to observe. And if you can, and if you podcast, I'd like to hear your comments in podcast replies about that thread. And please, let's not get into the topic discussed in that thread, but get into this issue of the frustrations on the two different sides, if you will, and how that is potentially causing problems for us to actually research these topics and collaborate with each other and get to the bottom of these things.
The Podcast News Network, spanning the globe to find pod news. With our dedicated team of pod reporters searching the globe for pod news stories, you can expect interviews with leaders in podcast technologies, also software reviews, hardware reviews, up-close and personal stories of the lives of podcasters. With PNN, you can expect the latest breaking news. We pod report the world of technology like no other news service. Go to thepodcastnewsnetwork.com today. Let the Podcast News Network be your source of pod news from around the world. Again, that's thepodcastnewsnetwork.com.
Office. There's no business. No, there's always something going on. But what's happening in the business office is it's going to be vacant. There's cobwebs. They're going to be forming, and there's not going to get there's no business that's going to be done because our primary business person and thinker in the realm of everything financial, Mr. Springer, is going to be out of action. Yes, yes, indeed. Wait a minute. There must be something about the about Above Top Secret that's a health hazard to administrators, because the reason Springer is going to be out of action, as some of you may know, and soon more of you will know, he is going to the hospital tomorrow for an operation to put together the many pieces of his tortured back. Yeah, he's had some back issues for a long while now, and other complications that have created a frustrating delay for this much-needed operation. So tomorrow he will go under the knife as they rip open and tear aside his muscles. No, I'm sure that'll help. He's going in for a much-needed operation to take care of his back issues and alleviate some pretty chronic pain that he's been suffering. So as Springer is in the hospital tomorrow and recovering, let's all keep our thoughts in his direction. If you pray, please pray like you've been praying for Willie. It was a huge help there. And pray that Mark is so laid up he can never come back to. Wouldn't that be great? Wow. Let's think about that now. If Maybe we don't want to harm his health, but maybe for some reason he can't talk anymore. And then he wouldn't be calling me on the phone all the time. Yeah, that's certainly something to think about.
Everybody around me's mad at me because I keep recording everything. But that's okay, because my podcast is Zero Gravity Radio, and that's what we do here. Strange recordings, hot safe music, news, all kind of stuff. You never know what you're going to find. So come on over to ZeroGHome.com and check it out. See you later.
Yes, you've asked for it, and now it's here. Finally, another episode of Ask the Overlord has arrived. So let's see what your cards and letters are saying here. CPR12R has asked, where do I see ATS going in the next 5 years? Wow! 5 years ago, ATS was barely here. I mean, it was here, but it was just a glimmer of what it could be now. Who knew that it would turn into something that we have at this point? In 5 years, that's a tough call. Certainly over the next 3 years, there's going to be some tremendous growth and awareness of AboveTopSecret.com as our TV show. By this time, we'll be into its sixth record-breaking season. I don't know if it'll go that long, but wouldn't that be nice? It's really hard to say. I hope it just keeps growing and gets bigger. I certainly see it fragmenting even more as we encounter more and more users from the TV show. There's certainly going to be a need to find a way for the different audiences to split up. We may actually end up taking the core conspiracy theory discussion board and breaking it off into one chunk for UFOs and extraterrestrials, another chunk for conspiracy theory, another chunk for war on terrorism. I can see something like that happening if the traffic just gets unbearable. So just as we tore off politics and below top secret, we may likely go with something like that, just so that the different audiences can focus on their interest, but still have a way to bounce about between the different boards. Nagden, moderator, has a few questions here. I'm not going to... where do you see conspiracy theory as a whole in 10 years? We're going to solve all the conspiracies on AboveTopSecret.com. Yes, that's it. That's our five-year mission. We're going to solve all the conspiracy theories. But he asked, what do I think of the John Teeter story now the time has passed? I've always thought it was a hoax. I continue to think it was a hoax. I think the photograph of the bending laser beam is evidence that it was a hoax, and that's all there is. So Umbrax asks if there has been any offers to purchase ATS by a major corporation or anything. No. We've had a couple lame attempts to inquire as to a purchase price, but they have not been serious, and we certainly would not entertain selling AboveTopSecret.com, even though there's lots of things that for outsiders may see as, you know, we're looking to make a profit off of this with the TV show and all the advertising on the site. At this point, it's maintaining operations and giving us some padding for future growth. So it's certainly, if I was looking to get rich quick, I wouldn't be doing this. Benevolent Heretic asks, have you thought about the conspiracy of political correctness in our society today and the encouragement of political correctness and taking offense as being a way to divide people even more and even to get a foothold on thought management? Yes, I have. Next question. No. Can see her banging her head against the wall right now. No, yeah, I covered the podcast thread, not in nearly enough detail to do it justice. But yes, this is an ongoing issue where the tyranny of the majority, if you will, is what this is, and in trying to modify the way we behave so that we offend the least amount of people, that's not a terrible way to be, but I think it's terrible to try to force people to be that way. DG Temps asks about how we're going to handle the bandwidth in 2012, apparently when the world ends. So, well, I've thought about that, and we certainly will have enough fiber optic directly into our server to handle that. But I don't think on, and it's actually December 12th, he said December 20th, December 12th, 2012, I'm not going to be worried if the server crashes. Now, I've heard this member say his name once, and I forgot how he said it. 12 mate kill C, 2C, whatever. It's 12 mate kill 2C. Yeah, or whatever. Great name you got there, guy. He asked, with the advent of the upcoming television show, are we concerned about additional attempts to attack the server and the integrity of the community as a whole? Well, obviously, yes. Any increased awareness, you know, we see that in waves as ATS has been growing over the past 2 to 3 years. We've seen increasing attempts to not only attack the technology, but to attack the credibility of ATS. And we're seeing that even now with the claims of counterintelligence programs that's going on here. And it's just silly. What it is, there are people that either don't like the way we run things here by maintaining a tight control on manners and take offense because they want to swear and act like idiots, or just you know, they're jealous and of the success that our members enjoy on ATS, and we'll look for ways to tear that down. Dr. Love is apparently focused on the New York aspect here. Jets or Giants? Jets, man. You know, that's, you know, what are you going to do? Since you live in Manhattan, in brief, what are your memories of 9/11? My memories are tanks in the street. Not too many people are aware of that bit of it. I lived on the Upper East Side and walked to Midtown for work every day soon after the attack, before the transit was operating normally. Well, it was right off the bat, but you know, you were a little worried about using the subway. So, and it was nice, so I walked to work. And there's a I forget the name of it. I'll have to go by. There's an armory on Park Avenue between Lexington and Park. And normally it just has things like antique shows and painting shows. And other exhibits. And what happened is they just started to bring hardware in. And I think it was the second day after the attacks, as I was walking to work, the street, the side streets on either side were lined with tanks. Tanks in Manhattan. That was a great sight. My favorite restaurant in New York is Saigon Grill. Vietnamese, it's awesome. When you're in New York, you gotta go there. What would an 800 square foot apartment run me in Manhattan? Well, in Manhattan, with some creative work, that 800 square foot apartment could be a two bedroom. You'll get two bedrooms and a kitchen, and that's about it. I've seen those in the $2,000 range. Depends obviously on the neighborhood and the building, but something like that is going to be between $1,700 and $2,400. Again, depending on the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Kurt from The Kurt Copeland Show. This is a talk show about health, happiness, and whatever's on my agenda for the day. Listen to interviews, book reviews, take a shot at the contest of the week, and more. Hear new songs from cool bands and artists, and see who gets a visit when they put a flyer on my windshield. Go to KurtCopeland.com. KurtCopeland.com and check out the show. Post on the forums or send me an email. I look forward to hearing from you.
That one started out loud. Serpo Madness has gripped above top secret. The thread started by Centrist started somewhat slow and is now growing at breakneck speed with some 2,000 replies. There really hasn't been too many topics like this that are currently breaking topics that have captivated so many people on ATS across the board, like this Project Serpo thread. And in addition to the really enjoyable thread and quality discussion going on, and I must say, the Serpo thread really does showcase the best of AboveTopSecret.com. Some really excellent contributions by many members in that thread. It really is a great thing to see. But also a really enjoyable podcast with Bill Ryan, the webmaster of Serpo.org, as he related some of his personal experiences in how he came to discover the story and his decisions and thought process in bringing it to the web. So as you may or may not know, and I'll review quickly for some who may not, the Project Serpo story is apparently a secret government project organized by the Defense Intelligence Agency back in the mid-60s to send 12 people to planet Serpo in the Zeta Reticuli star system to learn about alien life and technology in exchange for a couple Serpo visitors here on the Earth to hang out for a while and help us with stuff. That's really, really paraphrasing in a quick, condensed way. Go look at the first post on the Serpo thread where I've placed a summary written by Bill Ryan, and that will help you get up to speed even better than what I can do. And several members are working on a Serpo Master Index. But what came through today, even though I did post some of my comments in the thread, in the Ask the Overlord was a question of what do I think about Serpo, and if I could elaborate on what I mentioned in the thread as I promised in today's podcast. Now, there's no shortage of people jumping to the conclusion that this is all a big internet hoax, another big hoax like John Teeter. And if you look at the first page of the thread, you'll see that I was right there. Within the first few posts, I was saying, oh, here we go, another hoax. And I even correctly predicted what would happen some weeks later when Anonymous dried up. And it still, in that regard, follows a lot of the classic patterns of an internet hoax. And I am still leaning heavily towards hoax as the explanation of what this Project Serpo is. But I don't think it's the kind of hoax that we see with the John Teeter story. Now, if you've ever done any research into this, it doesn't take long to look up the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and see what they were all about. They were tasked with a lot of counterintelligence and intelligence gathering in regards to the Cold War in the 60s. And they were involved in Cuba, the Bay of Pigs, and a lot of other things back in that time, but they were also tasked with confusing and spreading disinformation and counterintelligence to the Soviets so that they would not know which intelligence is real, which is fake, if it's all real or what. So for the DIA to then be involved in the Serpo story starts to raise, you know, the suspicion red flags. This was a tough time in the 60s, and a lot of people forget that. It was very scary, and the government was doing a number of things, from scaring the population with duck and cover, so you can look and see what that was about, to attempting to scare our enemies with secret technology rumors. So this really could be what the Serpo story is an attempt to create some pretty detailed documents of the highest sensitivity, because they were ultimately designed to fool the Soviets into thinking that we had access to advanced alien technology if these documents were indeed leaked. And there is some evidence that portions of it, or at least rumors of it, were leaked, because there is a bit of a backstory, at least a very tenuous backstory, found in a couple corners on the internet where there are UFO specialists and former counterintelligence people mentioning tantalizing tidbits of the Serpo story that have finally sort of been connected by what Anonymous is saying. So this gives us three possibilities. Mr. Anonymous, who's been relating this information, is indeed a Defense Intelligence Agency operative who stumbled onto these documents, read through them, and didn't know it was a hoax, and believes that he really is relaying information about a secret program. It also could be that Mr. Anonymous is a disgruntled former operative of the Defense Intelligence Agency or some other related intelligence agency, and has a beef and dislikes the counterintelligence techniques of this hoax, and is revealing this in the hopes of exposing the techniques and methodology of this type of counterintelligence. And as I mentioned in the thread on Serpo, another possibility is still combining with the fact that maybe this is a real counterintelligence document developed in the 60s, which is basically a fiction. And it really does, if you read through the story, it really does feel and sound like the kind of pulp science fiction that was written back in the 1960s. And now, in an effort to build a database of names or to add to the database of names, the DIA is purposefully disseminating this content in an effort to see the connectivity of the people that end up talking about this and using that for the cross-referencing of the big master database. So those are at least three outcomes of what I think is a staged hoax of this Project Serpo that at least explains aspects of it, because I think Bill Ryan is indeed, at least he seems honorable and is relaying the information as he gets it from Anonymous on Victor's email list. And this scenario of a Cold War disinformation campaign seems to fit all the available facts. Now, as if we ever get something more from Mr. Anonymous, he could prove that I'm full of crap, and I'll just, you know, I'll go hide in the corner while you guys talk about this some more. And this week on AboveTopSecret.com, we had the second time we got to celebrate William Wunsack returning from the hospital. As many of us know, he had to return with a rather serious infection. But now he's home. He's got some great pills to battle that infection. And he's already posted in the moderator forum, and we look forward to seeing our chief conspiracist back in action, battling the bad guys, posting on the public forums at AboveTopSecret.com. Again, thanks everyone for your support. It really meant a lot to him, and it was an inspiring thing to watch how everyone pulled behind William Wunsack and got him on the road to mend as he's back in action. So that's going to do it for Skeptic Overview number 19. Thanks for listening. It seems like these things get easier each time. But again, each time it's, you know, I got to think of something that's going to be worth listening to. So hopefully we've done that tonight. I had a little bit of help. And we'll go from here and start planning for number 20. So thanks for listening. Keep posting, keep podcasting, and keep visiting AboveTopSecret.com.